in neon sign letters, TMP The Movie Partnership. In blue against a blue sky, Novel Entertainment presents. Beneath cartoon clouds is a cartoon village. A bird swoops down and in bright, colourful letters, Horrid Henry's Gross Day Out. Gross looks like green slime. The bird perches on a branch opposite semi-detached houses. An older lady is walking a very small dog. It stops, cocks a leg and pees on the pavement. A boy in headphones goes through a gate and approaches a house. A cat enters a kitchen through a cat flap.
Martin's here, boys! See you later!
The cat knocks a packet of treats out of a coat hanging on the kitchen door. Martin, in headphones, enters and looks down at the cat. Martin looks down, nods to his music, and walks out. The cat looks surprised, licks its chops, then jumps on the treat bag. The treats pop out and it starts to eat.
And now, it's time. Are you ready to face the world? Are you ready to save the world? To show them who you are? Yeah, to show them who you are.
Henry waves.
There you are. Greetings, members of the Purple Hand Gang. Ready for the grossest marathons of all marathons ever in the history of the whole wide world and the known universe? Cool. Then let's go.
Henry smiles and uses the TV remote. Perfect Peter comes downstairs, yells, but the TV is too loud. Peter scowls and goes over to the TV. He stands in front of it and shouts with his arm raised.
Down, Henry! Hey, worm, what you doing?
I'm asking you politely to turn the music down.
All right, no need to shout. Don't you want to watch with us, lovely little brother?
Oh, Henry, sometimes you're so
polite.
That is not what I was going to say.
Then move, worm.
Don't call me worm.
All right then. Move, smelly nappy baby. Is that better?
No, but it's predictable. Hey, Martin.
Martin's playing a game and waves without looking up. There's a remote control on screen.
I call it the pee-pee.
Really? Pull the other one, Dr. Byfington.
No, really, that is what it's called, the pee-pee.
Yeah, right.
And what does it do, Dr. Byfington?
Now then, that would be telling.
Well, tell us then.
Let's just say it will take you back.
Back to where, Dr. Byfington?
Aha, that would be...
Telling? Yeah, we know.
These people.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, back to where?
Home?
School?
The future?
Yeah, imagine that. Might as well imagine dragons.
My peepee.
Maybe we should try something else, Dr. Byfington.
Like what? Like the double P, P squared?
I think it's the word P that's the problem, Dr. Byfington.
P is not a word, it's a letter.
You mean it stands for something?
Well, yes, of course it stands for something. Doesn't everything stand for something?
Oh, yes, Dr. Byfington, I guess you could say everything stands for something.
So what does PP stand for, Dr. Byfington?
Ah, I should really ask you that question. What do you think it stands for?
Look, we haven't got much time, Dr. Byfington. We know that you and the PP are in dreadful danger and... What is it, Zach?
It's gone.
My PP, it's gone.
Oh, no, it hasn't.
Oh, yes, it has.
Hasn't.
Has.
Oh, where has my pee-pee gone? Oh, where can it be?
This is the work of the evil emperor. We've got to stop him. Zach, you man the gross blasters. Barbara, you woman the chime charmers.
What do you want me to do?
You're coming with me, Simon. The only way is snot. And more snot.
Snot, bogey, burp, fried, zinko, evil emperor, we're coming for you.
The grocers head off as Barfington clutches his head.
My pee-pee! It's gone!
Barfington rubs his hands together.
Just as well I have another one.
He puts it on the stand where the first one was. A gigantic robot has the pee-pee in its huge iron hand as it strides through a destroyed town. The grocers chase after the robot. Simon fires green snot from his nose. It loops over the robot's arm and Barbara swings up onto the robot's wrist, grabbing the pee-pee. Simon fires more snot, plucking Barbara off the robot.
It's not fair! She's got the pee-pee!
Not for long. Try picking on someone not your own size.
How evil is she?
Pretty evil, don't you reckon?
Drusilla and Damien Drek control the robot, which thumps its iron chest. While Drusilla pulls levers, Damien looks queasy.
Really not liking this much.
This might be a good time to
run away!
I was gonna say to create a slot shield. But hey, running away looks like a good option too.
The robot fires green blasts. Henry watches with a big smile.
This is so cool.
The robot leaps and lands heavily, making the pee-pee fly out of Barbara's hand. The pee-pee flies right out of the TV, landing in front of Henry.
Huh? Hey, you, small human person, pay attention.
You're talking to me?
Sure, I'm talking to you. Oh, honestly, you kids have the attention of a nanorjack.
A what?
The robot looms behind Barbara.
Look, there is no time to chat. Pass me that, would you?
Henry drops the TV remote as he reaches for the pee-pee. The robot emerges from the TV and towers over Henry. Bits of debris fall to the floor.
Henry!
The robot snatches up a remote. Simon fires snot as he climbs out of the TV, pinning the remote to the wall.
So that's snotting!
The robot grabs the gooey remote, taking a chunk of the wall.
Burpalicious!
Belinda burps and leaps up to catch the remote. Barbara hurls bogeys as Belinda sticks to the ceiling and drops the remote to her.
Bogeytastic! I've got it!
Oh, no, you don't. I've got it.
Mine!
Henry gasps.
Nope, mine!
Simon wields a rope of snot. Green light flares from the robot's chest. Barbara fires snot balls, blocking the blast. Clouds of smoke billow, and Drusilla drops to the floor.
Okay then, losers. Where is it?
No idea. No use looking at me. I don't got it.
I haven't got it.
I could see that.
I've got it!
Henry picks up the goo-covered remote.
Good job, Henry! Just stay there! Don't move! Get him! Get it! Get them!
Damien pulls levers and a giant metal foot slams down just in front of Henry.
Henry! Forget what Belinda just said! Move! Now!
Zach dives into the TV.
Boom!
Henry, to me!
To you, Zach!
The robot misses the remote and Zach catches it.
Woohoo! Zitcredible!
Oh! I'll get you, Zach Zitface!
The robot dives into the TV.
Hey, wait for me, you idiots!
Drusilla dives in, followed by Simon, Belinda, then Fred.
Never a dull moment with the grocers!
Barbara follows, then pops her head out.
You coming, Henry?
Henry looks around the snot-spattered living room. Martin's still in his headphones. Henry looks towards us, then shrugs. He takes Barbara's hand and is pulled into the TV. Martin sits smiling, eyes closed, nodding his head amid the snot and destruction of the living room. Henry follows the grocers to their tumble-down tower headquarters.
Sorry, didn't realise it was a race.
It isn't. We just don't want to be late for Miss C.
Miss C?
She's waiting for us.
Can you believe this? We're really going to meet her! Missy, aka Miss Clutterbuck, only the coolest spy in the whole wide world!
And the known universe.
Oh, yeah! In the known universe!
Henry drops into a square shaft, spinning down into darkness. Fred leads the way into a classroom. Henry follows, clutching his head and cross-eyed. He shakes his head.
What was that?
That was the lightning lift. You know, we're in the basement.
That was the lightning lift? Wow!
Miss sees at a screen.
Who is this?
It's a boy.
Yes, thank you, Barbara. I can see that. But who is he? And what does he know about Gross Class Zero?
I know all about Gross Class Zero. I know all about you and the grocers and the poopmobile and how you're heroes from Zeros and you're going to save the known universe. I know all about you.
Miss C is surprised.
In a good way, Miss Clutterbuck.
How in a good way, Belinda?
Because I'm your number one fan, Miss Clutterbuck! I watched every episode of Gross Class Zero so many times and it made your eyes roll around in your head! At least, that's what my mum says.
And he helped us get the pee-pee back.
Ah, yes. The pee-pee.
Miss C glances around.
Where is it exactly?
It's in a safe place, Miss Clutterbuck.
Thank you, Zach. So, what do you know about the Drex?
I know that Darius Drek, a.k.a. the Evil Emperor, is the most evil villain in the known universe. He's so evil he could burst! At least, that's what he says, though I don't think he actually has burst yet. Anyway, he did kidnap my best friend Ralph once. Well, I think he did. There was foam fungus all over the floor, and Mum was furious, and... Well, yes, like I was saying, he's the most evil villain in the known universe.
A hologram appears of a villainous figure in a horned helmet.
Darius Drek, the most evil villain in the known universe, and the unknown universe, too. Do you want to take it from here?
Yes, Mr. Clutterbuck. So, Darius Drek, a.k.a. the Evil Emperor, the most evil villain in the known universe, and the unknown universe, just got a whole lot more evil.
No.
Yet, because he has twins.
No!
Yes, Henry, and Damian Drek and Drusilla Drek are turning out to be just as evil as their father.
And twice as stupid.
That doesn't make them any easier to defeat.
But that means...
Yes, Henry, it does.
And the rumor is that Darius Drek, a.k.a. the Evil Emperor, has given the twins the known universe to destroy while he sets about destroying the unknown universe.
Does that mean you've got to save the unknown universe now as well?
No, it doesn't. First things first, our mission is to save the known universe. We'll worry about the rest later. First, we need to know everything about them.
Close up on the hologram, then a large turreted castle with DD above the main gate. Damian is playing table tennis using a toy dinosaur as a bat and with an automated bat opponent. Darius in horned helmet and cape appears. He watches the game.
We need to know everything about him.
Who?
We need to know what he likes, what he doesn't like, what makes him go up, down and sideways.
Sideways?
Yes, sideways.
Okay.
Sideways. What do you know about him so far?
Darius swooshes his cape and vanishes in a puff of darkness. He appears behind Damian.
I said, what do you know about him so far?
Damian and Drusilla cower.
You're talking to me?
Yes, I'm...
We know he's horrid.
Damian nods behind his sister.
Yes, he's horrid, all right. But the question is, how horrid?
Darius wraps himself in his cape and vanishes. Drusilla walks away. Damian watches her, then plays with his dinosaur. Back at the grocer's HQ...
Attention!
I mean, detention, Henry.
But...
No buts, Henry. You heard me. Detention.
But I was only joking. You asked me what I was good at, and I said detention. It's a joke.
We don't do jokes here, Henry. They're too dangerous.
Zack and Barbara shrug.
So, detention, Henry. Now.
No!
Miss C's hair streams back with the force of Henry's yell.
Oops, sorry.
No need to be, Henry. That was magnificent.
More than magnificent.
Well, at least we know now what your superpower is.
What are you talking about?
Your superpower, Henry. What you're good at.
Yeah, we snot, bogey,
fart,
burp,
and zit.
And you yell, Henry.
But that's not a superpower, is it?
It most certainly is, Henry.
I'm a slinger of snot, so clear the way. There's no stopping me. Snot's my speciality.
Bogies are my special thing. Bogies are my choice. Long before you see me, you will hear my voice.
A really juicy burp is easy peasy, nice and squeezy. You'll know I'm around when you're starting to feel queasy.
I'm a fart machine gassing through the sky. 200 cans of beans. That's why they call me Mr. Farting Ton.
My power comes from zits. Just be thankful it's not nits. With my zit goo, I'll never call it quits.
So I don't pop, I don't slime, I don't burp, and I don't smell. If you're looking for my superpower, get this, I yell!
Now then, gross class, where were we? Oh yes, we were saving the known universe.
She presses a button and a map appears.
Well, class, it looks as though the Drex are having a few hours off. Fred, why don't you tell us how you came to be in Gross Class Zero?
Well, Missy, it's a long story, full of...
Farts?
No, full of... Well, yeah, farts, but lots of other things, too.
Go on, Fred. Your story is as important as anyone else's.
She draws a rectangle in the air and it becomes a screen with baby Fred.
Maybe you'd like to tell us in pictures. Sometimes that's easier.
Baby Fred looks up at two green-faced adults.
Is that your mum and dad?
Annabelle Fartington and Foster Fartwell, two of the finest and most upstanding citizens you could ever wish to meet.
Fartwell by name, Fartwell by nature. That's what my dad always used to say.
Cool. All my dad ever says is don't be horrid, Henry.
But that's you, Henry. That's who you are.
Yeah, it is. He also says no TV for a week, a month, a year.
What? No TV means...
No us.
He doesn't really mean it, though.
We might have to gross him if he didn't really mean it.
Wrap him up in snot balls and put him in the grunge bin for a while.
Nah, he's a pretty good dad, really.
The dustbin is lifted away and the snot shaken off.
And looks like we've got bigger things to worry about.
An explosion on the map.
Is that for real?
Let's go find out, shall we?
The grocers line up.
So, bogey, burp, farts, it could be in gross is what we
this
do.
Is so
bogey,
cool!
Burp, farts, it could, we're all gross and so are you!
The grocers whiz off and the view zooms in on the map and a city. The robot is stomping amid the ruins. Damien watches on a hologram projector.
Tell me again how this works.
Who cares? It works, doesn't it?
I care. Maybe someday I can...
No, you can't. And anyway, we've got to get on with the matter in hand.
That was the matter in hand, wasn't it?
Darius.
There are several matters in hand, O son of mine.
I wish you wouldn't do that, Dad.
Do what?
creep up on us like that.
Oh, that.
Yes, that. What else would it be?
Well, I thought you might be objecting to me saying, oh, son of mine, and not saying...
It's fine, Dad. I don't mind.
You sure? Because I can...
It's fine, Dad. We need to focus on these guys now.
Oh, yes. Those guys. Those guys who threaten our very existence. Those guys who I want to crush with my little finger. Those guys who dare to...
Dad?
Who dare to interrupt our known universe with their petty ambitions, their little lives, their grossness. Those guys.
Dad?
Oh, son of mine, you who are...
Okay, now I do mind.
You what?
Now I do mind, Dad. Because it's me who's the brains behind this operation. It's my plan we are following.
Is this true, oh son of mine?
Damien holds up his dinosaur.
Keep the thing away from me!
Then I apologize, oh daughter of mine. You who...
They're here!
Not just them.
Him.
The horrid boy.
Let the battle commence.
Darius wafts his cape over his children and the hologram of the grocer's ship with a poo-shaped tail, which lands in a desert. Engine swivel pointing downwards and kicking up mauve dust as the craft descends.
Where are we?
This place used to be one of the liveliest cities in the known universe.
Doesn't look very lively to me.
Yep. That's what happens when the Drex decide to play games with your life.
A compartment drops out of the bottom of the ship and a ramp drops down. Belinda leads the way.
It's so annoying.
Yeah, you can say that again.
It's so annoying.
And where do you think you're going?
With you.
Oh, no! You're staying here!
Oh, come on, Barbara. He's got to start somewhere.
It's too dangerous. He's not ready for this.
But...
No buts, Henry! Stay here!
She runs off with Zack.
What do you think, Simon? Am I ready for this?
I think...
He flies off, pulled by a stream of snot.
What do you reckon? Are we ready for this? Come on, then! What are we waiting for?
Henry runs down the ramp, then stares at the grocers doing battle with the Drex big robot. Henry looks worried, then runs off to the top of some rocks. Zack grins and squirts purple ziv juice. The goo covers Damien's cockpit canopy. Simon lets fly with a line of snot which sticks to the robot's arm, swinging Simon. Belinda blasts burp power, then hides behind a rock as the robot stomps past. Fred farts a rock down on a flat rock balanced on a log like a seesaw, catapulting Belinda up towards the robot's head. Drusilla claps her hands to her ears. Fred farts, blasting himself into the air. He bounces off the robot, drops and rolls clear. Barbara fires high-speed bogeys. A green blast just misses her.
Oh, never mind. Follow me!
Barbara grabs Henry's hand and they run between the robot's legs. It raises its arms, then stomps after them. As it reaches for them, Fred hurtles up, knocking the giant metal hand away, then blasting off. Barbara bumps into Zack, who's behind a rock.
You got the pee-pee, right?
No, he's got it.
I haven't got it.
Only joking, Henry.
But I thought...
Pincers grab it.
Gotcha!
The pincer drops the small box into Drusilla's hand. Lines drop down and wrap around Henry, Zack and Barbara. All the grocers are bound and pulled towards the robot.
Gotcha, horrid boy!
The robot raises a huge metal foot above Henry, who struggles. An image of Miss C appears behind him.
That's your superpower, Henry.
You yell.
The crushing foot descends. The robot lurches and Damien wrestles with the controls. Damien grins as he regains control and advances on the grocers. Suddenly the sky warps and the grocers vanish.
No!
Damien opens his cockpit and drops to the ground. Drusilla descends on a big metal hand.
What happened? How did they get away?
It switched them off. This is one powerful weapon.
I had him! I had the horrid boy right there, and then he wasn't! It's not fair!
As Damien stamps his feet, the robot does the same.
I know.
I thought you said you had a plan.
I did.
You did? You did have a plan? Well, that's no good, is it? What good is it did having a plan if the did plan doesn't work?
I see your plan worked, oh daughter of mine.
You what? It so didn't work, it so didn't work that...
The grocers have gone.
Well, yes.
Good work, oh daughter of mine.
And now we know what the pee-pee does, too.
Even better work, oh daughter of mine.
He vanishes in a puff of black.
Okay, so we got the pee-pee back.
I got the pee-pee back.
All right, you got the pee-pee back, but the grocers are gone.
Yes, I told you already, it switched them off.
And what does that mean, exactly?
It means it switched them off.
Why do you keep saying it? Don't you mean you? I mean, well, you know what I mean.
Yes, it switched them off. Click.
What, just like that?
Yes, just like that.
So now what?
The robot sits, as Damien does.
Now we get to trash the known universe.
Damien stares and blinks.
Oh, right. Cool.
The robot lowers a hand for Damien.
Come on, what are you waiting for?
Damien climbs onto the giant hand and Drusilla tosses the remote and catches it as Darius appears in a puff of black.
I really wish he wouldn't do that.
Darius vanishes again. Henry appears outside his garden shed. He looks surprised and stares at his hands.
Whoa, that worked! Hey!
Fred has destroyed the kitchen door. The cat flap swings on its hinges.
You are only supposed to blow the doors out, Fred.
Whoops.
Henry stares as the grocers enter the house. He clutches his hair, then runs in after them.
That was some incoming, Fred!
Yeah, his aim is getting better.
Belinda wipes a finger on the table.
What is this place?
Mum's going to be so mad.
Simon peers into a mug.
Who is this mum you speak of?
Mum! My mum! She's going to be mega maxi mad when she sees this mess.
I could blast it away.
No!
Thanks, Fred, but I think it's going to need more than a butt bouquet to get rid of that.
The cat comes through the flap. Simon and the cat stare at each other. The cat's hackles go up. A stream of snot hovers in front of the cat's face.
No! That's our cat!
Simon snorts the snot back up.
What's a cat?
Zach has walked out the front door. Henry clutches his head and follows. The little old lady with the small dog is on the pavement. Zach looks over the front gate at the dog, who cocks its leg. Zach squeezes purple zit juice at it.
Horrid boys.
What was that?
That? Oh, that was the little old lady with the dog that wheezed.
The little old lady with the...
The phone rings in the house. Belinda goes towards it. Henry rushes after her and just misses as she picks it up.
No! Wait!
What's a dog, Henry?
Henry?
Hello, Mum? Yes, it's me. Yes, he's still in the sitting room watching TV. Yes, yes, he's upstairs practicing. Yes, yes, woof, woof. No, no, I'm fine. I'm just, What? No, I mean, yes, yes, that was me. I gotta go.
Henry follows Fred and Simon upstairs. The others follow.
No! This way!
Henry ushers them into his room and closes his door as Peter opens his door.
What's going on, Henry?
Nothing. Just, popped up to see if Fang's okay.
Why would he not be okay?
Oh, no reason.
The phone's ringing, Henry.
I know.
I'm practicing.
I know.
Peter scowls and goes downstairs. Henry's door handle jiggles.
Hello? Oh, yes, Mum. I am. Oh, no, Mum. He isn't. Okay, let me check.
The kitchen! What if he looks in the kitchen?
Yes, Mum, he is. Okay, see you later. Woof woof, snooty gator.
Phew.
Peter comes back upstairs, still scowling.
Who was that?
Mum.
What did she want?
She wanted to know if I was practicing. I said yes. She wanted to know if you were doing your chores. I said no.
Thanks.
Then she wanted to know if Martin was watching TV and playing on his console. I said yes.
Cool.
And then she said she'd be back soon.
What?
I said she said she'd be back soon.
Yes, yes, I heard you, but when? When is soon?
I don't know. Fairly soon, I guess. She said she's just popping into I'm a Lady.
A bubble forms with Mum surrounded by bags of shopping.
Oh, so not that soon.
Well, I'll just do a bit more practicing then.
Okay, bye then. Happy practicing, Worm.
Don't call me Worm.
Oops, sorry. Oh, little brother of mine.
Peter closes his door and Henry goes into his room. He gasps. The grocers have gone and the window's open.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What is that?
That is Fang.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that a snot slimer?
Yeah, it's one of yours. It's okay, Fang. These really are the grocers.
How did you get hold of this? Our security's getting lax.
I've got loads of your stuff.
Henry walks past Hamster Fang with the toy and goes to the wardrobe. A pile of stuff falls out.
There's a grosser than gross pick your best friend's nose picker. A cracking Fred's fart code card. Gross goo available in 321 different colours. Loads of DVDs, like the Gross Class Zero Fart Bogies Extended Edition and the Gross Class Zero Super Bumper Smelly Snot-Filled Edition. That's my favourite. When you defeated the evil emperor 3 times. Oh, and the Gross Class Zero Zombie Train. I've forgotten all about that. There's the Go Grosser Than Gross Studios. I entered a competition to go there once. Didn't win, though. And I've got every single comic you've ever made.
We have a comic, too?
Yeah, of course you do.
We need an agent.
Henry goes to his bedside table and opens the cupboard. It's empty.
Well, I did have every single comic, but I had to give them to old Bogey Brain so she'd give Fang a chance to win the pet show. Didn't I, Fang?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gotta get those back one day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You've even got your own mobile phone app. Which I would show you if my mean, horrible parents would let me have a mobile phone, which they won't. Ralph's got it on his phone. And there's these.
Plastic figurines.
It's okay. He's not real.
Is that really what I look like?
Don't you have one of me?
Yes, yes, I do. I think it's in the Worm's room still. You're gonna love it.
Peter's outside.
What's still in my room, Henry? And who's gonna love what? Hello?
Peter waves. Damien is playing a pinball game. Doors slide open and Drusilla comes in.
Well, that's another galaxy gone.
Drusilla drops the remote on the hologram console.
Another day, another galaxy. Quite frankly, it's getting a bit boring.
Huh?
Is that all you can say? Huh?
Huh?
Sometimes I miss them.
Drusilla shrugs and puts a hand over her eyes.
Yeah, I miss them too.
You miss them too?
Yeah. I miss their little fluffy faces and the way they look up at you when you're just about to feed them and how they run over to say hello when you come through the door.
I'm not talking about inferior furry beings with no visible purpose in the known universe. A.K.A. animals.
Oh, you're not?
No. I'm talking about the grocers. Gross class zero.
Gross class zero? Those self-centered, lazy, good-for-nothing, super stupid heroes? Why would you miss them?
Ah! Darius appears.
Dad, don't do that.
I can do what I like. I am the Dark Overlord of everything you can see and everything you can't see, after all. And don't call me Dad. Doesn't go with my image. I am your father.
Okay, Dad. I mean father.
You were saying, O daughter of mine, who has erased every galaxy in the known universe and is now feeling just a little bit bored?
Yes, well, yes, that is what I was saying.
Then you know what you must do, O daughter of mine.
What must I do?
What must I do, O Dark Overlord?
All right, what must I do?
What must we do?
What must we do, O Dark Overlord?
Of everything.
Darius rubs his finger and thumb together.
Bring them back.
Bring them back?
Well, I must go. There's still a tiny bit of the unknown universe waiting for me to destroy it.
He vanishes in a puff of darkness.
But...
No buts, brother of mine. We're bringing them back.
Can you believe we're doing this?
Snap, Pokey, fight you! We're all gross and so are you!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fangs on Zack's shoulder.
And then, you only went and threw 367 bogey plasters into the furnace and topped that off with a...
Butt bouquet!
Yes! With a butt bouquet!
Surprisingly well-informed for someone who says he never watches the show, wouldn't you say?
Fred's tummy rumbles.
Do you have anything to eat?
Yes, downstairs in the kitchen. I could cook you something. I'm rather a good cook, actually.
Excellent! Then do your worst, alien creature.
Oh, honestly, Barbara, you are the best.
I know. Take us to your kitchen.
Certainly. Your wish is my command, fair lady.
Snap, bogey, fart, you! We're all gross and so are you! Snap, bogey, fart,
Henry rolls his eyes as the grocers follow Peter out, then goes after them.
Snap, bogey, fart, you! We're all gross and so are you! Geek!
What happened there?
It's a long story. You should have seen the other guy.
Snap, bogey, fart,
Peter looks into the living room. Henry high-fives the grocers as they troop past towards the kitchen. The living room is a complete wreck. Martin seems completely unaware with his headphones on. The robot appears.
What's Mum gonna say?
Henry shrugs. Henry and Peter freeze and head back towards the living room. The robot rises to its full height, its head sticking up through a wide hole in the ceiling.
What was that?
You mean, what? Is that?
The robot looms over Martin, who's still in his own world. Henry jabs a thumb towards the kitchen. Peter looks back into the ruined living room and stares up at the robot, which turns its head. Peter breathes hard, then runs past the living room doorway towards the kitchen. They open the door and stare at the grocers, who are all munching away. Fang drops a bag of treats out of a cupboard, jumps down, bursting the bag, and treats shoot into Zack's mouth.
These tickly treats are the best.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too many tickly treats. You should know better, Fang.
A robot leg appears in the hall.
Is that what I think it is?
I think it is. We've got to get these guys out of here.
The fort. If we can get them to the fort, then maybe...
It's the best chance we've got.
What are you going to do, Henry?
What a horrid boy has to do, Peter. Now go.
Wakey, wakey. Come on.
Peter and the grocers go out the back.
Ready?
Henry closes his eyes and turns, but the robot is gone. Then it slams down through the kitchen ceiling. Henry stares, frowns, then...
No!
The robot grabs Henry, then bursts up through the roof of the house.
Wow! You'll never believe what you can see from up here! Hello?
The little old lady with the dog who pees walks by. The dog hides behind her.
Horrid boy.
She and the dog walk off.
Well, that worked.
The robot knocks down the chimney and holds Henry by the scruff of his sweater.
Mum is not going to like this one bit.
The robot smashes through the remains of the back of the house. Fred cowers as the robot crashes through a wall right beside him.
Incoming!
The robot stomps on the tent fort in the back garden. Belinda lets fly, but green rings of energy knock her down.
Mega farty fart burst! On its way!
Another energy blast knocks Fred down. As bogeys hit the robot, it drops Henry.
Simon! Snot Slinger coming up!
Henry lands in a spongy pile of snot. He gives Simon a thumbs up. As more bogeys hit the robot, twin blasters emerge from its shoulders.
Thank you, I think.
Henry and Barbara crouch down with Peter, Fang and the cat. A blast singes a patch of the lawn.
What are we going to do?
About the destruction of the known universe?
About Mom! She'll be home any moment now, and she's going to be so mad!
Just how scary is this, Mom?
Very scary!
With Fang on his shoulder, Henry peers out through the bushes. The shoulder blasters are blazing away. Blasts hit the fence very close to Henry as he runs up the garden. Moody Margaret pops up next door.
Oi! Keep it down, will you? I'm trying to record a new U-Groove video.
Can't you see I'm busy, bogey brain?
Pardon me for interrupting.
She's almost hit.
What's going on anyway?
None of your business.
A blast destroys Margaret's treehouse. She gasps and points.
That just made it my business, Snotslime.
Great. That's all we need.
Henry ducks. Peter throws over a snot slimer.
Thanks, worm!
The cat throws over a smaller one, which Fang catches.
Ready, Fang?
Yeah.
With a snarl, Henry joins the others, hitting the robot with the full grocer powers.
This is fun! I'm having fun! Aren't you having fun?
Quite frankly, no.
The grocers keep firing. Fang charges, leaps and slides down Damien's cockpit. His little snot slimer flies off.
Whoa! That's good snot slime!
Fang's flung onto Drusilla's cockpit.
It's not like this is a fair fight, is it?
What do you mean?
I mean, look at these guys.
Firing snot slime, bogeys, snot and zit juice. Fang presses a button and Drusilla's ejected out of the cockpit high into the air.
None of your business! That's what he said! None of your business! right, well, I'm gonna make it some of my business.
Margaret stares up as something drops into the garden, making a hole in the lawn. Drusilla.
Oh, hello.
Drusilla shakes off dirt.
Hello.
You okay? Only you look a bit...
I'm fine. Who are you?
Margaret Millicent Mordita Smythe. Who are you?
No one you need to know about.
Drusilla looks over the fence. Margaret pops up beside her and notices the robot.
Whoa! What is that?
Damien and the grocers are still firing.
Never mind. Tell me about him.
Ha! Him? He's nobody. Well, nobody you'd want to know about.
He's horrid.
Well, yeah, he's horrid. Most of the time. I can be more horrid.
How horrid?
Very horrid.
Margaret whispers in Drusilla's ear. As Henry fires, Zitty Zack comes up beside him.
Looking good, Henry!
Looking very good, Zack! Whoa! Too much pink!
A huge pink cloud billows towards Henry. Peter, Belinda and Zack look round the corner of the shed. Barbara has got onto the robot's shoulders. She waves. Snot covers Damien's cockpit. Then one of the blasters. A windscreen wiper clears the cockpit as two bogies cover the robot's eyes.
Oh, she's amazing!
Drusilla comes through the pink mist.
No!
Come on, Belinda. Let's see your belching burp tactics in action.
Barbara slides down a snot rope. Belinda and Zack approach the robot. The others hide behind the shed.
Thank you, Peter.
But it was just like that time when you were battling with the evil emperor and he sprayed you with foam fungus and you bogeyed the deodoroid detectors and...
How did you know about that?
That was a super secret mission.
It's in your annual.
Our annual?
Yes. The special bumper one that came out to celebrate your birthday.
You really do need an agent.
Drusilla's wearing a skirt over her uniform.
Hello, horrid boy. Or should I say, Henry?
That's horrid Henry to you.
Ah, but is it Henry, horrid Henry?
Is it what?
Oh, come on, keep up. You're even more of a beetle bonce than she said you are.
Who said? Oh, yes, Moody Margaret.
That's magnificently Moody Margaret to you, bogey brain. Or should I say, slug snot? Leaving so soon, not so horrid, Henry.
Peter watches as Belinda and Zack battle the robot.
Come on, grocers. Mum's gonna be home soon. Let's finish this job.
Oh, I wish I had a superpower.
Maybe you do. Maybe you just haven't found it yet.
Peter frowns and looks thoughtful. Henry turns back to Drusilla.
I've got a job to do.
Oh, yes. Saving the known universe. You're not going to win, you know.
Says who?
Says me. Says Magnificent Moody Margaret. Says Soroya. Says Gorinda. Says Susan.
How do you know about all those people?
Says Linda, says Miss Battleaxe, says Madame Tutu.
Stop! You don't know anything about me.
That's where you're wrong, Henry. I know everything about you. Says your mum, says your rich Aunt Ruby, says your great Aunt Greta.
Oh! How do you know all those things?
It's my job to know all those things. Anything to defeat an enemy. If I did have a superpower, what would it be? I can cook. I can do homework. I've got a book full of gold stars. I'm good at tidying up. And sitting on the story carpet.
A bubble with pictures bursts. Peter looks out at the battle.
I'm good at paperwork too.
And the cello. And telling on Henry.
A bubble with a picture of Mum.
One time, I told on Henry for playing his air guitar when it wasn't even in his room. It was in my room. So, let's talk about the time you joined the secret club. No buts, Henry. You were a member of the secret club, and everyone knows it.
Henry clutches his head.
Wait. What did Brainy Brian say about To the Back of Beyond and Beyond? He said that the power of sound is multiplied a billion times when you can't hear it. And that's how Gross Class Zero defeated the Moon Monsters. That's it! That's my superpower!
Now let's talk about the U-Groove channel, or should I say channels?
Oh!
Let's start with what Henry did next.
No!
Oh, what's the matter, Henry? Horrid Henry! Superpower not working? Not so horrid anymore.
The robot fires a long blast and destroys the garden shed. Smoke billows and lightning flashes.
Eureka! That's it!
Henry grits his teeth and turns into a dinosaur. The smoke clears. Peter's covering his ears.
It's now or never. Here goes.
Peter runs towards the robot and blasts out a chord on the air guitar. Robot covers its metal ears.
Drusilla! Drusilla! Are you there? Drusilla! Drusilla! Where are you? I can't remember where the ear shields are! But it's not fair!
Dinosaur Henry snarls at Drusilla, who jumps out of the skirt and runs off. In the cockpit, Damien flicks through a manual. The robot's ear shields slide into place.
Whoa! I did it! All by myself! Now, let's see if we can get rid of this horrid boy!
The robot generates a bright shield, absorbing Peter's sound waves. Dinosaur Henry joins the group.
I'm sorry, Henry! I tried!
What is that?
One horrid hamster!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fang lobs water bombs from the parachuting toy.
No!
Close the top circuit, you BeetleBots!
Who are you calling BeetleBots? What's the top circuit anyway?
It's the robot nerve center! I left it open so it didn't overheat. If the water gets in, then...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fang lobs more water bombs as Damien frantically pushes buttons. A water bomb drops in the hatch, and the robot's head starts to spark. The robot collapses, and Drusilla stamps her foot. Damien lurches out of the cockpit, and they drop to the ground. The Drex run as Dinosaur Henry roars, then follows them with Peter and the grocers. Margaret pops up holding her phone.
Did I miss anything?
Martin is fast asleep in the ruined living room. Damien and Drusilla run through and dive into the TV. Dinosaur Henry charges in and turns back into normal Henry.
Well, that worked!
Cool, Henry. You are one horridly brave brother.
Have they gone?
They've gone, oh bravely horrid brother.
And now it's time for us to go.
What? But you could stay here. Come to school with me. You can meet the Purple Hand Gang. They're really cool too. I mean, I'm not saying school is cool. I'm saying...
We know what you're saying, Henry.
But we've got a job to do.
Yeah, I get that.
What else would we do if we didn't have to save the known universe?
They're getting away!
Fred waves and climbs into the TV. On screen, he chases the Drex.
Maybe one day you can help us get the cats and dogs back into our world.
They could help us get all the animals back.
Belinda dives into the TV, followed by Simon, then Zack.
Woof, woof!
Woof, woof, Zack Zipface!
I never got to cook you something.
Ooh, wait!
Peter runs out and Barbara hugs Henry. On Peter's shoulder, Fang hands Barbara a bag of treats.
Thanks, Fang. You sure are one horrid hamster.
Yeah.
You could almost try this if you fancy a takeaway.
I can recommend the Super Duper Superhero Mix and Match Slime Special!
Goodbye!
Barbara throws the remote out of the TV. It lands next to a very similar box. Henry and Peter stare, glance at each other, and Mum arrives home. The boys look worried. The slime-spattered living room door opens and the cat comes in. Mum comes up the front path. The cat paws at the pee-pee remote.
Boys, I'm back.
Fluffy, no!
Fluffy paws a button. The boys stare. Everything swirls with bright lights of mist. Then in clouds of disappearing dust, the room is back to normal.
Hello there, boys. Have you had a nice afternoon?
Yes. Yes, we have. Have you?
Oh, yes, I have. Busy, though. First I went to I'm a Lady, but then they didn't have the trousers I wanted, and then I went back 20 minutes later and they said they couldn't find the dress I wanted. Oh, thank you, Martin. And then when I went back 20 minutes after that, they said that all my clothes were out of stock and I'd have to go back again next Saturday. Can you believe it?
They shake their heads.
No, me neither. Anyway, I thought I'd come back and have a nice cup of tea. Whatever are you watching?
Oh, nothing.
Mum frowns and Fluffy presses the TV remote.
Oh, look at that. I'm just in time to watch How Green Is Your Garden?
Oh, yes, a nice cup of tea. I'll go and put the kettle on. I'll help you.
Henry, being helpful, should I be worried?
Fluffy presses the remote and jumps onto Mum's lap. Mum strokes her. Fluffy winks and grins.
Phew! Double phew! Reckon we got away with it.
Yeah, Mum will never know how we helped save the known universe.
Or how we destroyed her house.
What are you doing, bravely horrid little brother?
What do you mean, horridly brave big brother?
Mum wants a cup of tea.
Well then, maybe you could make it for once.
Not me.
Well then, not me either.
Yes, you, Peter.
No, you, Henry.
Yes, you.
No, you.
Yes, you.
No, you.
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 Fade to black. In her room, Margaret is watching a video of Henry firing the snot slimer.
Thinking some kind of super duper stupid hero U-Groove channel.
Margaret?
Yes, Linda?
Can I just ask you about a possible plot hole, Margaret?
What are you talking about?
When you told Drusilla Drek everything, did you really?
Did I really what?
Did you really tell her everything? I mean, you didn't tell her that Henry turns into a dinosaur when he gets angry.
So?
So, that matters if you're scared of dinosaurs like Drusilla Drek is.
Yeah, well, so maybe I didn't tell her everything.
And,
enough with the possible plot holes, Linda. Come and watch this.
They sit on the bed and watch as the view zooms in on some dripping pink goo which glows, then in a flash, is gone. Produced by Class GZ Productions for Novel Entertainment. Distributed by The Movie Partnership. Written by Lucinda Whiteley. Director Gary Andrews. Editor Jim Andrews. Music Lester Barnes. Assistant producer Matthew Spencer Davis. Story editor Toby Rushton. Producer Linda Whiteley. Executive producer Mike Watts. Cast Henry, Lizzie Waterworth Santo. Peter, Emma Tate. Margaret Sue Elliott Nichols. Mum, Tamsin Heatley. Fred Fartwell, Wayne Forrester. Burping Belinda, Tamsin Heatley. Simon Snotful, Aidan Cook. Bogie Barbara, Sue Elliott Nichols. Zach Zitface, Philip Pope. Dr. Barfington, Aidan Cook. Miss Clutterbuck, Emma Tate. Darius Dreck, Wayne Forrester. Drusilla Dreck, Tamsin Heatley. Damien Dreck, Philip Pope. TV announcer, Aidan Cook. Gross reporter, Emma Tate. Linda, Emma Tate. Fang, Tamsin Heatley. Fluffy, Tamsin Heatley. Little Old Lady, Tamsin Heatley. Dog That Wheeze, Tamsin Heatley. For Joy Andrews, gone but always with us. In loving memory of Sheila Whiteley. Copyright Novel Entertainment Limited 2020. Audio description by Voice Archive, written and voiced by Roland Beard.